It's pig Latin for Rex, that's all. I'm too blind to find anything. Stanley tried to remember how pig Latin worked. I mean, X-Ray went on, why should you get a day off when you've only been here a couple of days? If anybody gets a day off, it should be me. That's only fair, right? I guess, Stanley agreed. X-Ray smiled. You're a good guy, caveman. Stanley picked up his shovel. The more he thought about it, the more he was glad that he agreed to let X-Ray have anything he might find. If he was going to survive at Camp Green Lake, it was far more important that X-Ray think he was a good guy than it was for him to get one day off. Besides, he didn't expect to find anything anyway. There probably wasn't anything of interest out there. And even if there was, he'd never been what you would call lucky. He slammed his blade into the ground, then dumped out another shovelful of dirt. It was a little surprising, he thought, that X-Ray was the leader of the group, since he obviously wasn't the biggest or the toughest. In fact, except for Zero, X-Ray was the smallest. Armpit was the biggest. Zigzag may have been taller than Armpit, but that was only because of his neck. Yet Armpit and all the others seemed to be willing to do whatever X-Ray asked of them. As Stanley dug up another shovelful of dirt, it occurred to him that Armpit wasn't the biggest. He, the caveman, was bigger. He was glad they called him caveman. It meant they